Passage 2. American visitors to East Asia are often surprised and puzzled by how Asian cultures and customs differ from those in the United States. What's considered typical or proper social conduct in one country may be regarded as odd, improper, or even rude in the other. For example, people from some East Asian countries may begin a conversation with a stranger by asking personal questions about family, home, or work. Such questions are thought to be friendly, whereas they might be considered offensive in the United States. On the other hand, people in most Asian cultures are far more guarded about expressing their feelings publicly than most Americans are. Openly displaying annoyance or anger, yelling, arguing loudly, and so forth is considered ill-mannered in countries such as Japan. Many East Asians prefer to hold their emotions in check and instead express themselves with great politeness. They try not to be blunt and avoid making direct criticisms. In fact, they often keep their differences of opinion to themselves and merely smile and remain silent rather than engage in a confrontation. By comparison, Americans are often frank about displaying both positive and negative emotions on the street and in other public places. Americans visiting Asia should keep in mind that such behavior may cause offense. A major difference between American culture and most East Asian cultures is that in East Asia, the community is more important than the individual. Most Americans are considered a success when they make a name for themselves.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 30.
How would some Asians start their conversation when they meet for the first time?
Question 31.
What would a Japanese do when he feels annoyed?
Question 32.
What is encouraged in American culture according to the passage?